All right, on this episode of Bouts Talkin' Bouts, very excited to be chatting with an individual set to compete at Unified MMA 56, and that goes down on March the 22nd. And it's a very intriguing rematch in the featherweight ranks as John Wynn and Majed Hamo get out there into the Unified cage. And good heaven, Majed, back on the show. How are you doing, man? You having a solid day so far?
Yeah, it's been good. Just relaxing, hanging out with the boy, you know?
No, that's perfect, man. That's what it's all about. And I guess I'm kind of curious about this next one here, just with it being an immediate rematch here for you. Like, is this, you know, the ideal fight you wanted? And I guess, like, when did the bout offer initially come your way for it?
It happened right after John was supposed to fight Vogel. And then after he lost that fight right away, I wanted a rematch with him, so they offered it to me first, and I was looking forward to it anyway, so it kind of worked out all together.
Yeah, for sure. And what were your thoughts on that fight that he had with Matteo Vogel there at Unified MMA 55? I was there and got to see it take place in Toronto. Like, what were your thoughts checking out that fight there, that featherweight title fight they had?
It was actually a pretty good fight. I like watching that. Matteo is very aggressive. He's always pressure, and John did really good defending all those attacks that he got on him, so good for him for defending all the way through. Too bad he lost the belt, because I wanted to beat him, take my belt back, but, you know, things happen.
And it's such a curious kind of thing because, I mean, obviously not overlooking beyond what this fight would be or what it would represent, but I think, like, some people might have, like, the logical, like, inference that this could be, like, a title eliminator, potentially. But I feel like the Unified MMA champion, regardless of weight category, is also, just based on how strong Unified is nowadays, always in, like, a good position to potentially, you know, get signed somewhere else. I guess just, like, all factors considered, like, has Unified indicated to you this might be a title eliminator sort of fight, and maybe you could fight Vogel? I guess just kind of wondering about that, because it would seem like he's potentially on some radars now, I guess.
There has been no talks about that at all. I haven't really considered or anything. I've been just concentrated on this fight and then kind of figure it out after, because you never know what happens after a fight. Your mood changes, your what you want to do changes, so I can't really say anything until after the fight's over.
And I would think this one would be an important one just in terms of, I mean, I don't know, I guess like certain times like media people kind of presume there's that idea of like wanting to, you know, get one back and even up the series. Like, is this a particularly important fight with the backdrop of it being a rematch where you're looking to, you know, even things up, as it were?
Yes. So the last time I fought him, I didn't have a chance to train at all. I took the fight on short notice. And it didn't work out to my favor at all. Every time I take a short notice fight, it never works out to my favor. So from now on, I'm going to be smart and do actual camps and show that I am a legitimate, you know, up-and-coming fighter, and to show the world of my skills and not just to get in there and brawl it out. Just so that's how I've been. This camp has been going pretty hard, and this is kind of personal. It's very personal for this one for me.
Like, very personal just in the sense of, like, wanting to get this win back? Or is there some other, you know, component to this that's making it more personal, I guess?
Getting the win back, that's all.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, a very interesting fight in a lot of different regards. Like, I imagine, and not that you would reveal them per se, but I would imagine there's also some things that you gleaned from that cage time that you had in the initial fight there that could presumably, you know, pay dividends in this fight. I mean, just, was there some intel that you collected from that initial fight at Unified MMA 52 last September?
If you look at my resume, all my rematches I've had, I've never lost. I've always won my rematches, and once I get a feel and sense of what the person is like in that ring, I kind of train towards that and go from there. So I did collect a bunch of information from my last fight, so it'll be good.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, I imagine the, you know, consistent CMC work is still a part of your preparations. Are you mostly honing the skills at Lee Meehan's space there and getting in work with some of the great martial artists there?
am, yeah. And also his son Jordan Mean has been helping me a lot, and everybody else at CMC and at our other local gym, PFA, and stuff like that too. Everyone's kind of been helping everybody out, and it's been good. It's been really good.
Yeah, and I feel like this is always the case with a gym like that, just in terms of, like, always having, like, people, you know, with fights coming up. So as much as you guys have your individual assignments, there's that collective, you know, everyone rising up and, like, the timelines of each bout kind of being close to each other. I mean, you mentioned Jordan Mee, and he's got that BTC fight coming up with Delano Taylor. So I imagine a lot of, like, great, you know, fight preparation-specific work being had at that space.
Yeah, and it's a good community and stuff like that, too, so it's nice that way.
Yeah, that seems to be, like, one of the, like, better aspects of that gym. I mean, I feel like any great martial arts gym has that sort of, like, communal interaction kind of space, but there's just something really cool about the connection with all of the CMC people that really seems to come through, even to someone like me who's not a part of the gym at all.
Yeah, it's very true. I know what you mean.
Yeah, no, it's some great stuff for sure. And I mean, I guess this is kind of a random question, but I'm wondering, like, maybe what your ideal, like, strength of schedule might be this year. Is that something you're even thinking of in terms of, like, a total amount of fights you'd ideally like to get in? It seems like more often than not, you'll, like, take, like, a couple fights per year, at least in the last few years. I mean, there's probably some circumstance playing into that too, but is that something you think of at all?
Yeah, like, I am getting to the age where I've been doing it for a long time, and then obviously money is not the goal here, because there's no money in fighting. Everybody knows that. So my goal is to have a couple more fights this year, I think. Two main goals is this one, and then get my belt back, and then I would like to do one more local fight here in town in front of my home crowd, and then that might be it for me.
Oh, that's interesting. I guess, like, so you're not even necessarily looking to go, maybe, like, this could even be the last year, I guess, that we see Majed Hamo fighting in the cage.
I believe so. I got other goals I want to chase, and fighting has been part of my life for a long time, and I think I need to put that on the side and chase something else now.
Well, I gotta know what that something else is. Like, what are you thinking, man?
Just family stuff, you know. I wanna raise my kids. I wanna spend time with them. I wanna go travel and go meet my family back home again, and just, like, a lot of family stuff. I've put a lot of stuff aside for a long time because of fighting. I think it's time to put fighting aside now.
Oh yeah, because I think when we were talking circa, like, November 2022, you were trying to find side jobs to send your family in Iraq money, and it seemed like you'd even got to connect with some family that you hadn't gotten to interact with in, you know, quite a while. So, I mean, is that, you know, part of what you're talking about there, like, maybe even looking to, you know, be more involved in that sense?
And that's exactly it. Dad and my younger kids here at home, I want to try and just spend more time with them. They know that fighting's always been my first goal, and it shouldn't be. It should be my kids, so I think it's time that I do that now. And chase money. Like, you know, fighting, there's no money. UFC, there's no money. You have to really make it to make money in there, too. You're still working your ass off trying to do it while trying to fight. So there's no sense in doing that anymore. So I'm just going to go after this and try and help out my family back home, because they're in dire need of me right now. So.
No, that's awesome, man. I mean, that's what's most important at the end of the day is, you know, helping out family and stuff like that. So, no, that's cool, man. I mean, there's a bit of a bummer kind of component because you're a great fighter. But, I mean, obviously I want whatever is going to, you know, serve you and the people you care best. So, I mean, that's cool to hear that you have that in your crosshairs and you're so focused on that. Like, I mean, you seem like a very family-focused guy now, but it's cool that you want to give, like, even more of that to them. So, that's great.
I appreciate that, yeah.
But yeah, kind of touching on that a little bit there, because, I mean, you've had, you know, experiences, you know, getting to represent really, like, a few different places, just, like, you know, coming to Canada as a refugee. Like, as much as you've represented your family and yourself well as an individual, like, how important is it to you to almost, in a way, concurrently represent these different places? Like, obviously, you represent Canada and whatnot, but just even like where you came from initially, like, is that something that's particularly important to you? Because it's kind of cool that you get to represent multiple places.
It's a huge goal for me because back home in Iraq, a lot of people look at me and like our family and culture and stuff like that and see us like bigger than, in their eyes, we're like rising stars right now. No UFC, none of that. They just see me fighting and they love that. And a lot of people praise on that, right? So it's really cool to kind of represent my family back home and show them that, you know, I do what I do for what I love and people just love it. And I almost feel like a superstar back home, actually. And it's nice to represent Canada, too, and my home here in Lethbridge, Alberta. And just like you said, representing to a couple of different places, it's nice. But it's that time now, so time to do different things.
Yeah, no, just cool stuff, man. And I guess, like, I'm kind of asking this because it was something that was a topic the last time we were chopping it up there, because like through all of your mixed martial arts wins, you got to keep that 100% finishing rate all throughout. Like, is that something that you're, I guess, focused on in any kind of way for this one at all? Or, I mean, because I guess I asked that in a way because you strike me as someone that, I mean, obviously it would be great to get the finish, but you don't strike me as a guy that necessarily like wants to force that in a certain sense. Like, you wouldn't like overextend yourself to get the finish, but it just seems to like fall into place for you in a certain sense. Like, what's your mentality in that kind of sense as I talk about that?
Usually every fight I go into, your goal is always to finish, regardless of who it is, right? And for this one in particular, it'll be a finish for sure because, well, he finished me the last one and I wasn't prepared for it and I underestimated him. It'll be a different legit animal coming into this fight for sure.
Yeah, and it's kind of funny because I had these different questions for you related to, I guess, other fight opportunities. Because, like, I mean, you have had the handful of pro boxing bouts and they're now doing unified boxing and whatnot. I guess kind of in talking about that, I mean, you talk about being, like, so there for your family going forward. And that's a very cool goal that you have. But is there going to be any kind of involvement in combat sports? And as far as like maybe we could catch you cornering certain people for different fights, I mean, I imagine you'd still be training to a certain extent. Like, what's that gonna look like, I guess?
Oh yeah, I'll always be training. Training is part of my life now. It's just it's a mental health. It's good for you. It's when you stop training, your mental health goes down the drain big time. So that's something I will always keep up. Cornering my friends and teammates and stuff like that too will be another big thing for me. I'll still do that. And then other fighting aspects, I don't know. Maybe little tournaments here and there, stuff like that, but nothing too big, I don't think. But you never know. Life always changes. Things change.
Yeah, it's just such an interesting time now, especially like where you're at. Like, I feel like Alberta, it's kind of an interesting ground for like even a lot of the bare knuckle kind of stuff we've been seeing recently. Like, Lee Meehan's got that card coming up where there will be bare knuckle MMA, and they've already done a bit of bare knuckle boxing in Canada with like the Havoc and, you know, BKFC 4A kind of recently. So yeah, kind of interesting times for combat sports in our country too, like just speaking to like newer things in a certain sense.
Yeah, it's wild, eh?
That's not something you would ever do, maybe, like the bare knuckle MMA. I mean, you like.
He asked me about it, and I said, no, it's too much. I got kids. I don't want my Facebook broken, you know, like, as bone to bone contact. Just, there's a lot of damage that, unrepairable damage you could do to yourself, you know? So it's just, that's something that's not something that would get into at all.
No, fair play, man. I mean, you've got an exciting fight coming up here, and yeah, it's interesting. I guess I didn't necessarily expect to hear that from you. But again, I mean, ultimately, whatever is going to best serve you. And I'm a very family-oriented person, so love to hear you're looking to do that. But I guess I was kind of wondering if maybe you had any final parting thought you wanted to add as we're wrapping up here, Majed. Just anything that maybe I didn't touch on that you wanted to mention or anything like that.
Not at all. I'm going to be pushing everything I have for the last couple of weeks here, 2 weeks I think we have left, 1 week of training, and I'm just going to give it my all and see how it goes. I'll be a different person in there for sure to the last time you've seen. I wasn't fully prepared, and this time I am, and I'm ready to go in there and give it all.
Yeah, well, I think anyone that's seen you at your optimal state realizes the skill set you bring to the table, and just such an interesting rematch with John Wynn heading, you know, up here and everything like that, March 22nd. And yeah, it should be a great card at Unified MMA 56 overall. So thank you for the time ahead of this very interesting rematch, Majed, and you just have a great rest of your day, man. Thank you.
You too. Thank you so much.